Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Several people saw this story and sent it to me, knowing that it had a few elements in it that I like. The more elements, the better. Jason, Doug, Troy all sent it to me. NBC News reported it. Wilson Wong wrote the story. An 11-year-old Louisiana boy steals, crashes a school bus after a chase with the police. Now, that has a lot of good stuff in it, but so does the following sentence where it says, the boy taunted officers on his joyride Sunday morning. According to the Baton Rouge police, the boy was uninjured. The bus, however, injured. Louisiana authorities arrested the 11-year-old boy Sunday after he is said to have stolen a school bus and then drove away as authorities tried to stop him. Baton Rouge police spokesperson told NBC News that the boy drove away from police for 45 minutes on Sunday morning before crashing the bus into a tree. Now, you'll recall there's that really silly movie about the people on board the bus in Los Angeles, and the bus couldn't slow down or it would explode. And that's one of the most absurd movie plots ever, because everyone knows you can't get anything going more than like 15 miles an hour for more than 30 seconds in L.A. But I'm reminded of that for some reason. Police received a call about the incident at 10:45 a.m. Multiple police units followed the bus as the 11-year-old allegedly taunted the officers and even went so far as to flip them off. And that's what it says in here. It actually uses the word flipped. He flipped the officers off. Is that a split infinitive? Flipped the officers off? Someone explain that to me. And struck other vehicles. So it wasn't just the tree that was scathed here, but other vehicles were as well. The spokesperson for the police says the male juvenile crashed the school bus around 11:25 a.m. into a tree after hitting three vehicles and fleeing from officers. The boy left the scene, quote, unscathed, but a driver in one of the vehicles that he hit during the hit and run suffered a minor injury. So that driver was scathed. Police said it was unclear how the 11-year-old acquired the keys to the school bus at Baton Rouge Head Start. The child is charged with theft of a vehicle, aggravated flight, three counts of damage to property, and one count of aggravated assault. And if I had to guess, if you said, Steve, quick, guess, how'd he find the keys? I bet they were in the ignition. I'm just guessing. It's possible they were not, but we know how these things go. Once in a while, people leave keys and ignitions to things, and especially if it's something that's driven by more than one person, and they think, who's going to steal a school bus? Yeah, an 11-year-old juvenile. Now, the other question we immediately have is, what will the boy be charged with, and what is he likely to be charged with, and can he really be charged with theft of a vehicle, aggravated flight, three counts of damage to property, one count of aggravated assault, as an 11-year-old. And here's the thing. In many states, they charge children with the same crimes they charge adults with, but simply try them in the juvenile court system. Some states will, however, say, no, certain kinds of crimes will always be tried over here if you're an adult or if you hit the age where we think we can try you sort of like an adult. I don't really use the exact phrase, sort of like an adult, but that's the thing. And so there's often a cutoff age, or they'll often have a hearing to determine whether or not the kid should be charged and treated as an adult, even though he's obviously short of being an adult by about, 7 years. So the other thing that comes to mind here, though, is that when I was a kid, and I never thought I'd reach this age, not the age I'm at. The age where I tell stories like this. And when I was a kid, you would never dream of stealing a school bus. You wouldn't get on a school bus without permission for fear you'd get in trouble. I remember as a little kid at the elementary school whispering to other little kids rumors about some kid who did something and got in trouble for it and got taken to the principal's office. And none of us knew what happened inside that office. We were that scared of the principal's office that we wouldn't dream of doing something dumb at school. We waited until we got off the property to do dumb stuff, okay? But the point is that it was a different mindset back then. The idea that one of my 11-year-old school chums might jump in a school bus and take police on a 45-minute chase and flip them off while he's doing it, that wouldn't have happened when I was a kid. That would not have happened. And so things have changed. Things have changed. And I know people, when I make comments like this, I get comments from people who say, Steve, you're wrong. Things have not changed. They've always been this bad. And they'll find one example, something happened 50 years ago, 60 years ago, and go, look, it happened once. Things have changed. There has been a huge sea change of how parents interact with their kids, how parents interact with the schools, and as a result of that, how schools interact with those kids. And so it's gotten to the point now where many kids actually do not respect the authority of their teachers, the administrators, or the schools at all. At all. And if they think they're going to get in trouble, they're like, nah, my parents will take care of it. My parents will take care of it. And I can tell you that one of the best examples I can give you, and I'm going to have to edit the story or censor the story, which I hate to do, but I have to, was a couple years back, I worked in the same office suite with a bunch of other people. They didn't work for me, but I knew them, I interacted with them, I saw them every single day. And this one woman had a daughter, and her daughter was 12 or 13 years old, roughly the same age as this kid in Louisiana, maybe a couple years older. And she came into work one day, and I overheard her telling a story to some of her friends. And I heard a bit of it, and I said, what? So she told me the story. And her daughter was at school the day before, and the teacher had said something to her, and her daughter, who'd recently seen the movie G.I. Jane with Demi Moore, stood up and said, not kiss my butt, but different verb, my, and a piece of a body that she does not have because she's female. If you've seen the movie, you know what I'm saying. But she stood up and she said that to the teacher. And teacher threw her out of class and said, you know, go down and sit in the principal's office. And then the girl came home and told her mom the story. And I was mortified. I'm like, oh my gosh, what'd you do? And she goes, I started laughing. That was the funniest thing I've ever heard. I said, did you guys recently watch the movie G.I. Jane? She goes, yeah, that's where she got it from. I said, I know. So why is that funny now? She goes, my daughter stood up in class and said that to the teacher. She goes, the whole class laughed. It's funny. She goes, that's the funniest thing I've ever heard. I go, so did your daughter get punished by anybody for doing that? She goes, yeah, she got sent to the principal's office. I said, did you do anything? And she goes, no. She goes, I can't punish her if I'm laughing. So I'm wondering here, if the 11-year-old Louisiana boy who goes home and tells his parents, hey, I stole a school bus, took the cops on a 45-minute chase, was flipping them off the whole time. If the dad's going to pull the kid over and give him some noogies, go, that's good. That's funny. Dude, you made me laugh. Yeah, we got to go to court because I'm facing charges of grand theft of a vehicle, aggravated flight, 3 counts of damage to property, 1 count of aggravated assault. That's okay. We'll get a court-appointed attorney. It's still funny. That's my boy. That's my boy. So, times are different these days. And I'm pretty sure if you went back to about, I don't know, 1975, 74, 73, right around there, and an 11-year-old boy stole a school bus and took the police on a 45-minute chase, flipped them off the entire time, damaging cars along the way, and then smashing the bus into a tree, it would have made national headlines. And it would not be the simple story that some guy like me is shaking his head at. It would have been a huge, huge story. So it wouldn't have happened. It would be that unusual back then. Nowadays, eh. The only thing that's really unusual about the story is the kid's age. 11 years old. That's it. And even that's not that unusual. So Jason, Doug, and Troy, thanks for sending it. NBC News published it. Wilson Wong wrote it. 11-year-old Louisiana boy steals, crashes a school bus after a chase with the police, during which he was flipping them off. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. If the dream is won, though everything is lost, we will pay the price, but we will not count the cost.